Addressing more than 3,000 people that gathered at Dotito Secondary School in Mashonaland Central to join her in celebrating her attainment of a PhD degree, Vice President Joyce Mujuru said divisions in ZANU-PF may cost the ruling party in new elections expected in 2018. ZANU-PF has been divided into two main factions, allegedly led by her and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. Factionalism worsened recently when new political entrant First Lady Grace Mugabe called for the resignation of Mrs. Mujuru and heaped praise on her main rival, Mnangagwa. Although ZANU-PF won a controversial landslide in last year's elections, Mrs. Mujuru said the simmering divisions could contribute to the party's downfall at the next elections.
We have 3.5 years before we go to the next elections. Beginning today, what we will do and say will affect the party. Let us unite and move along with President Mugabe and the party. Let us not fight each other. Because you beat him or her up, you need them come election time.
Mrs. Mujuru also urged people in the ruling party to avoid mudslinging, saying scolding each other does not help anyone or promote the country's development. Although she was diplomatic in her address, her message was suspected by those who attended the celebrations to be targeted at First Lady Grace Mugabe, who recently held nationwide rallies demeaning Mrs. Mujuru.
We are wasting time doing things that do not pay. No, no, no. I'm about to turn 60 years old, and what I really want to do before I die is to unite the party, because that will show that President Mugabe taught me well. We have enough problems brought about by sanctions, so we cannot add more to that.
Meanwhile, the ZANU-PF Politburo on Friday ordered the outgoing party's Women's League boss, Opamu Chinguri, to present a report to it this week regarding the rallies that the First Lady used to launch scathing attacks on the Vice President, accusing her of corruption and incompetence. Mrs. Mujuru has, however, not responded to the allegations. Meanwhile, the Sunday Mail newspaper yesterday reported that the deputy president was working hand in glove with the Washington administration and some unnamed local legislators to impeach President Robert Mugabe. But Mrs. Mujuru, who praised Mr. Mugabe throughout her Saturday address, said she was not a sellout.
Kwete, ini mwana wa Muganda andife.
No, never. I will never sell out my colleagues who died for Zimbabwe and are in Nyagombe and Karoi. My comrades who are limping and those who lost limbs, it will never happen.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Bruce Wharton, on the allegations. Turning to her degree, Mrs. Mujuru urged people in her home province to ensure that they take their children to school, especially girls, saying Mashonaland Central was lagging behind in development because many people in the province were not well educated.
What we want for the people here of Dotito is to bring education. We have gone into partnership with South Korea through the resident minister Dina, who heard that we had started a villagization program and offered us a scholarship for one of our students in this community to go to university in South Korea. We want the student to come from Mount Darwin West, not any other constituency.
She also paraded the professors who taught her during her studies in what many believed to be a ploy to embarrass the First Lady. Mrs. Mujuru and the First Lady graduated with PhDs from the University of Zimbabwe in September, although students at the institution have claimed that Mrs. Mugabe was never seen in class. Secretary for Education in ZANU-PF, Skanyiso Ndlovu, also appeared to be mocking the First Lady when he said Mrs. Mujuru's PhD was the most genuine degree.
I'm here in that capacity And education is very important in this nation. Without education, we would have not taken over this country. President Mugabe is the forerunner of educationist and a politician. Went to 40 years, did his degree in 40 years. Came, studied in detention, in prisons, got degrees just to get this country.
One of Mashonaland and Central's political heavyweights, Xavier Kasukwere, did not attend the celebrations. Dignitaries who graced the occasion include ZANU-PF national spokesperson Rugare Gumbo, ICT's minister and ZANU-PF political commissar Webster Shamu, deputy minister Mnacho Mutezo, and ZANU-PF provincial chairpersons for Harare and Mashonaland West, Amos Midzi and Themba Mliswa respectively. Reporting for Studio 7 from Dotito, this is Thomas Chiripasi.